The following message is copyrighted by Westminster Theological Seminary. Duplication, distribution, or other use of all or any part of this message is not permitted without prior written consent. Please direct your inquiries to communications@wts.edu. For all other information, please visit the main website at www.wts.edu.
There have been many collaborations throughout the years. Some of these will date me. Roan and Martin. Martin and Lewis. Lewis and Clark. Astaire and Rogers. Rogers and Hammerstein. Hatch and Redpath. Burns and Allen. Calvin and Hobbes. But another great collaboration that we have come to appreciate is Ortiz and Baker. Or more affectionately, Manny and Sue. Their collaboration in the classroom, in the interest of gospel ministry in urban settings, has been invaluable to our students, our community, and the world. We're here today to honor Manny, but I have the privilege of introducing Dr. Susan Baker, who is the editor of the volume we unveil this morning. She completed her undergraduate degree at Wheaton, both her master's and PhD at Temple. She's been involved in kingdom ministry ever since, including the apprenticeship school for Urban Ministry, CUTS, the Center for Urban Theological Studies, and for the past 15 years as adjunct professor of practical theology here at Westminster, and most recently here as director of urban missions. Her collaboration with Manny in the classroom is a delight to all who have taken their courses as they brought a team teaching approach to the MDiv, MA, MAR, and Doctor of Ministry classes. She has already collaborated with Manny in two volumes, Urban Ministry and The Urban Face of Mission, which was the festschrift in honor of Harvey Kahn. Whether you have been her student, co-laborer, or contributor to this volume, you know that she has an eye for detail, but always a heart for people. Though technically retired from Westminster, the collaboration continues as Manny and Sue teach contextual theology one last time this semester, and as they continue to lead our urban ministry, Doctor of Ministry track, for at least the next year and a half. And I would just like to add, it's not just a collaboration of Manny and Sue, but also the Ortiz and Baker families who have served the Lord together, not only here at Westminster, but also in the church, I should say churches, beginning back in Chicago, straight through a Spirit and Truth Fellowship here in the Hunting Park section of Philadelphia, and its growing number of daughter churches. So it's my privilege to introduce someone who has been and continues to be used mightily by the Lord, one of the most gifted and selfless individuals that I know, my colleague and friend, Dr. Susan Baker.
Well, by now it's pretty obvious that we're here this morning to come together to celebrate the life and mission contribution of really an extraordinary academician and practitioner, Manny Ortiz. Dr. Ortiz, Professor Ortiz, Pastor Manny, or just plain Manny, what has made him so valuable is that he uses his experiences in as a pastor of a North Philadelphia church and a church planter in the classroom, and he uses what he learns from the classroom from his students who have taught us so much. He uses all that back in the city. So it's been a back and forth. A Puerto Rican born and raised in Spanish Harlem, New York City, Manny accepted Christ as a Savior at the age of 30 and almost immediately knew that he was called to serve the Lord full time. Having spent essentially his whole life in major cities in this country, New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia, it comes as no surprise that the Lord's special calling on Manny's life was to the cities of this world. Whether planting churches, developing leaders within the church, or evaluating and revising Westminster's urban program to meet the growing challenges of globalization, Manny's consistent agenda has been to speak for the poor, the marginalized, the oppressed. Understanding that there can be no shalom where justice is lacking, Manny has spoken at conferences around the world on issues of racism, ethnocentrism, classism, and sexism. He's written numerous articles on these issues and has authored the Hispanic Challenge, which is a book that looks at the importance of second generation Latino in God's kingdom here in this country, and One New People, a book about building multi-ethnic congregations. He co-authored Urban Ministry with Harvey Kahn, which is what I call All You Ever Need to Know About Urban Ministry kind of book. And it expresses how God is and always has been concerned about our cities. And he's also co-edited with me, as Tim mentioned, The Urban Face of Mission, which was the festive for Harvey. Now it's time to honor Manny's contribution as well. So I'd like to ask Manny to come up, as well as Sue Pat, who is a representative from William Carey Library, our publisher, who will be presenting our festive to Manny. Also, Blanca, you're so much a part of Manny. Why don't you come up as well?
It is indeed an honor to present this volume, Globalization and Its Effects on Urban Ministry in the 21st Century, on behalf of William Carey Library Publishers, to Manny Ortiz.
Let Manny go. The cover of this book is very special because one of our authors and our good friends, Q Bum Lee, designed it. And Q, I'd like you to come up now. Wherever Christy is. Okay.
Sue commissioned the cover of the book, and so I did a painting for that. That is on the cover of the book, and. Working title, I guess it's a Global Urban Cross, and it's inspired by aerial shots of various cities around the world. Tokyo, the favelas of Rio, from the Marrakesh in Morocco, and Philadelphia row homes, and an interchange in L.A. And so it's my pleasure to present this now to my good friend, Manny.
Thank you. I am delighted to. You got me here with a suit and jacket on, and I was. I knew there was something was up yesterday, the day before, when Sue said you had to wear a tie and a jacket, and so. But I really want to thank everyone, the special efforts that have been made, Blanca, who kind of carries us through, and then I started out really with this family right here. And Bill Christian and Mary. And it was just say I just came to know the Lord, and then I came to know Bill, and everything else unfolded for us. He was the one that spoke at my first ordination at Christian Union Church. So delighted that you could be here, and praise the Lord for all that you've done. Carl, I think you're due.
I should probably say that one of Manny's other distinguished achievements is I think he's the only faculty member who's hugged me and live to tell the tale. Let us close with a word of prayer. O Lord God, truly you are a great and a gracious God, and we give you thanks today for your servant Manny Ortiz. We praise you, Lord, for the way that you have led him throughout his life, for the way that he has impacted other people, for the way that he has shared the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ as expressed in the gospel with countless others, directly and indirectly. And we pray, O Lord, now as we close, that you would keep him and indeed us safe until we meet in that great city at the end of time, where there will be no temple, for you will indeed be the temple and will dwell in perfect communion with your people. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.